You're back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast, if you did not know by now. This is brought to you by my company, Rebel Pictures, and the Michigan Business Network. We are in Blue Owl Coffee in Old Town in Lansing, Michigan, after hours. We didn't break in. We got an okay from the owners, Nick Berry and Rich Whitman. Big thank you to them for allowing us to do this remote show from here. Kind of in studio, in coffee shop with Mary Cusack, writer, researcher, academic dean. We are talking about all the research that you've done kind of on your own as a writer. You've kind of researched stuff on COVID-19, and you were talking about kind of in the last segment the benefits that you've gotten from that. So we can talk. Let's talk about Pick Up Lansing. What do you think a positive that you've gotten from that is, and what that actually is, and what you would encourage others to do?
Yeah, so we were talking about the whole idea of bandwidth and the idea of kind of recharging your batteries. And one thing that the whole COVID crisis and all of these other, again, we were talking about Black Lives Matter, the election, all of this stuff makes us feel really powerless, right? Like, I can't have a change, I can't affect a change on the world, but you can. And so that's what I loved about Pick Up Lansing. And so, you know, you initially contacted me about it before the first event, and I showed up to the first event to write an article.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much that I've come back every week, because it sounds so silly, but 2 hours of picking up trash, you know you're making a change. You know, it's like, yeah, every piece of plastic I put in this bag is going to go into a landfill and not be breaking down in the Lansing area. Every gutter I clean up means maybe there won't be some flooding in the street. Getting rid of cigarette butts, you know, those things last, I don't know, thousands of years. And it's just, it's such a simple thing. It's a simple thing. And I think there's the physical aspect, you know, doing physical labor is always rewarding, and your body is getting, you know, that endorphin from the physical action. But then also knowing you actually are doing something good, and it's good for the world. I mean, you know, we've been focusing on Michigan Avenue and that corridor for now, but as you've talked about, this is, you can pick up trash anywhere you are, and Pick Up Lansing is just a hashtag. So the idea that you can go anywhere, hashtag it, post a picture. And you know, I walk on MSU's campus like 5 days a week, go for an hour long walk. And after I've done this, you know, the next few days, it's like you're hyper-focused on garbage everywhere. It's like, oh my God,
radar is like so sensitive to it.
It's amazing how much you're paying attention to the world. And so, you know, they're picking up trash, it really is a rewarding thing. And it's so simple. And so I think anything that people can do right now that give them a sense of making a change, a positive change, gives you some amount of power back, you know, and we all need some of that power back. We need to feel like we actually can do some good for the world, because it's a daunting world right now.
It feels like, you know, we're in a car veering toward a cliff. And I guess if you can't reach and change the trajectory of the vehicle, maybe I can at least turn the radio up or do something. You know, like, that's what it feels like.
That's
so
one way to think of it.
I think of when...
make it more pleasant.
Something. And I think, or at least the control of turning the radio dial, if I can't touch the steering wheel. I think another volunteer that we have, Spring McKeever, had mentioned that, I think it was on the first Pick Up Lansing event, that, you know, cars will kind of honk or wave, or especially at stoplights or stop signs, they'll, you know, make a comment, hey, that's really cool that you're doing this. And she had somebody say to her that, you know, that's cool that you're doing this, but, you know, it's just a waste of time. Like, you're fighting such an uphill battle. Why do you even do this? And, you know, she said, oh, you know, she said something nice and endearing back to them. But later on, we were at Stober's Bar, kind of where we meet after the event's over with, to dump our trash bags and to have a round. You know, she said, you know, I wanted to say to them, like, well, your life's, you know, not worth it. If you can't do something positive, you might think it's an uphill battle and futile, But maybe your existence is futile because you can't do something positive, even one little thing. You know, and I've enjoyed seeing you there. I've enjoyed seeing each one has grown little by little. Mm-hmm. And I think, DeQuinn Boykins, who's another volunteer that we've had, it's been cool to meet just different people in the community. And he had mentioned today that he thought it was really cool that it's growing slowly but surely, but the fact that it's continuing gives mm-hmm. people some hope that, oh, it's not just a one-off. Was the main thing for me was, you know, my buddy Omar Karim has been really busy and he hasn't been able to physically be here for these. And I don't want it to be something to die out.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to take an inevitable pause when we have, wintertime coming.
Yeah.
But I really want to pick this back up, pun intended, once it gets warmer again. I think it's about taking some accountability and responsibility for yourself and your actions.
And it does have a lasting effect. I mean, we've seen as we've recovered covered some of the same areas, that there's less trash. So whatever you've taken out is gone. And yeah, there may be a little bit more, but we're making a difference. I mean, you can see it. You can see it with the decline of trash. And this is just one area, 6 to 8 people. And if everyone started to take more responsibility like this, it would be a beautiful city. I mean, it is a beautiful city, but, you can have a lasting effect.
You can. If you work together as a team, I think getting other people out, having the same familiar faces being kind of the foundation to it,
mm-hmm.
Which I would consider you being one of those, foundation beams that each event you're there. And I know people aren't going to be able to be at every single one. We have lives as well, but getting some other people there, I noticed today, it's so simple, but when you have more people, there's more bags and there's more eyes and hands and trash grabbers. Thank you, Paul Brogan, for donating those. And we're able to fill those trash bags up. Thank you, Delisa Ray, for donating those. So I think we're able to just tackle more. Mm-hmm. And as we kind of hit, Michigan Ave up and down, we're going to branch out. I know Kalamazoo is a street that really needs it. I mean, even just Anthony Tucker Amiriante, he came and volunteered today when we were walking back. I said, I'm going to take a back street just so we don't walk over the same area. And man, we would still be there picking mm-hmm. stuff up just that little bit, because those side streets are terrible. We had somebody come out on Regent Street just off Michigan Avenue that said, inquired about it and asked about it and said, man, that's really cool that you guys are doing that. I'd be willing to take my truck when you get more garbage, more people, that if you need to take it to a dump or something to Granger, which that's what we need, is more mm-hmm. people involved. Or you can sit on your hands mm-hmm. and you can bitch and moan from your windshield or your home and look outside and go, well, the world sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the world does suck. Are you part of making it that way? Are you going to help change it to maybe make it a little better?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, it's interesting because I saw a couple in a car in the church parking lot, and they said, oh, we need one of those in our neighborhood. A group of people picking up. I said, well, you can do it.
Start it.
I told them, I said, pick up Lansing, hashtag it, and you can join us or you can do your own neighborhood, but just post pictures. I explained to them what it was about, and so it's a great opportunity to empower people, to tell them, you can do this. Don't just honk and thank us. You can do it yourself. Pick up some trash.
And it doesn't have to be a nonprofit. It doesn't have to be a big organization legally with a trademarked logo, and that's all great. That's not what this is about. So I think trying to keep it consistent, trying to keep people coming out. I think the social aspect is really important mm-hmm. too, because it's been nice to sit and talk with you, be able to shoot the shit about everything going on in our world and share that camaraderie, and then to also meet new people
mm-hmm.
like DeQuinn, like Spring, other volunteers that have come out that we've gotten to know in our community that we never would normally know.
Yep, absolutely. It's just amazing. It's grown. Can't wait till the next one.
See, that's so cool. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Mary Cusack talking more positivity here on the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.
No mistakes I've made.